1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. Let's go home.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. Let's call this meeting back to order. We're ready for planning and zoning. Go ahead, Dennis.
Good afternoon, commissioners. This afternoon, I had two applications that we're going to bring in front of you. The second application for Mike Canori up there in Bonneret has been withdrawn.
Darn it.
Yeah, so that saved us a bunch there. So that will probably end up going forward, but he had several recommendations that it be withdrawn. So that is what they did this morning. All right, first agenda item is a proposed application by Big Country Outfitters, which is also a Timberline Lodge, is located up on Myrna North Beaver, County Road 23-115. They own, this is Lot 1 of the Rolling Thunder subdivision. It is a 29.5 acre parcel that is currently zoned an RR20. And they are proposing to rezone this to an RS1, which is the Recreational Service District. We don't have a whole lot of it throughout the county. The majority of what we have is along the highway there in Bondurant, and it used to kind of take in some of the outfitting and camping and stuff right there in Bondurant. The Recreational Service is meant for cabins, hotels, motel, outfitting type of stuff, where you have rental cabins, rental space, things like of that nature. So currently with that proposal, as you see on the board there, the Timberline Lodge is located here next to the west edge or the eastern edge of the Forest Service there. This lot that we're looking at is this 20-acre lot here. What their current...
Is that the Seams Road goes through that?
No.
This is Carroll Lane.
Okay.
Here, let me zoom back out here a little bit. So that...
Buck Baker's Corner.
So just north of that, before it goes into the forest.
All right. Got it.
Got it. All right. So this is part of the, these are the roads that go into the Thunder subdivision. Some of these little 10-acre tracks around here. This is the Rolling Thunder subdivision. It was this 40 that ended up getting split into two lots. Let me look right here. Turn on the subdivision just to give you an idea. So the surrounding, so everything else surrounding that was A1 agricultural, plus a little bit of state and whatnot. So the Thunder subdivision is these 10-acre lots and everything down to the south. This quarter was split into the Rolling Thunder subdivision, which is a separate deal. So with that, what they're proposing there, to change it into RS1, and then this property would work in conjunction with the Timberline Lodge.
Are there any restrictions on the amount of domiciles, cabins, or anything that can be put in an RS1?
In an RS1, there is not.
Okay.
The restrictive aspect of that would be the septic systems, water and septic systems.
Okay.
There would have to be some further studies and stuff on the ground percolation rates, what would could be allowed as far as septic system wise. That's kind of the controlling factor there in the county setting. In a next to town or something like that where you'd have public water and public sewer, then it could be expanded upon quite greatly, but we're kind of limited with water and septic up there.
Melanie, are you, what's What we got planned up there?
I kind of did a little, well, kind of depends on the demand and the desirability of it, but we're going to start with phase one.
Okay.
Phase one is going to be 5 cabins. We're going to build a reservoir, kind of similar to what we did down at Timberland Lodge. Let's see how that goes first. I have an appointment this afternoon with Rio Verde. If this is all approved, then we're going to have them actually do an engineered plan and drawing, and they're going to do soils tests for us and kind of just see what we're looking at. I mean, it may just be cost prohibitive to do more than phase one. I mean, if it's going to require a EPA septic and water system and so forth, it just may be cost prohibitive for what the return is on it. So,
the 5 cabins are those right there then?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're applying this year. All that's going to be done this year is really just kind of roads, electrical. We had Rocky Mountain Power out there last week just to kind of give us a ballpark of what it's going to cost to do the electrical for this. And then we just applied for a reservoir permit.
Gotcha. How many cabins do you have over at the Timberline?
We have 2 on the lake, and then we have 2 up top.
What is the distance from this property to the lodge?
It's about a little over a quarter mile.
Yeah, it's
Far. Looks farther than that. Okay.
And there's actually nothing in between us. We own the lots, the 2 lots next to us as well, which would be in the Thunder subdivision. So there's 6 lots there that don't belong to us. But as they come available, we try to buy them. But who knows when they'll come available.
Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, the one in front, too.
One in front.
Right there.
This one.
That's ours, too. Yep.
So then RS1 allows animal units, no restriction on number of animal units, Dennis? Per acre or anything like that?
That would kind of default back to our standards.
Just our county standards.
County standards,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're going to put in a cabin-type development here, I'm sure that you don't want livestock running.
Right, but you probably do trail rides out of there.
That little plan there has plans for a barn, and then the big square that you see there is actually an arena.
Okay.
So if we do have horses there, they'll actually have kind of a contained... It's just really an extension of what we're doing right now at our place, but we're kind of out of room where we're at without it looking really congested. So this will actually be more set up for families that don't really want to be part of the whole hustle and bustle and the dude ranch thing going on. So they're a quarter mile away, but yet close enough that they wanted to go and they can come on down.
Sounds like my kind of deal.
Right.
Send the rest of the family down the road. I'll stay over here.
I know. I might move down there myself.
Yeah. Family reunion. You guys go over there. I'll stay here.
So right now with the county septic situation, the 5 cabins being that they're just one, they're kind of just one room, they're one bedroom. We could get away with a traditional septic system, but as things grow, we may find that we end up having to do some sort of an EPA regulated system.
Right.
We do have a well there. There is a possibility with the water storage and the reservoir that we could pull that out similar to what Fremont Lake does and use it for drinking water if we had to, but we're hoping that with the spring and the well that we'll have enough water supply.
And does the well feed the reservoir?
The spring does.
The spring does.
Yeah, the well is actually domestic.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
The spring is on the north side of that
the
lot.
The spring is actually right here.
Yep.
There's a little spring.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. This drainage does get water. It was flowing water 2 weeks ago when I was up there. Coming out of the Quakey Patch and such above it. That little spring flows some water, it's not overly abundant, but some.
Yeah.
This little horseshoe area right here is kind of all the seep that feeds out.
And does the reservoir system come up to the road then, both sides?
It'll stop short of the road. The elevation, there'll be a control structure in there that we can actually control the water height in there. It's called agri drain. Again, similar to what we have down the road. So it'll stop way short of actually the highway or the county road, but it will, the driveway across will be a dam.
Okay. So there'll be the way to control that between the two sides.
Right. So right now there's a culvert underneath there that lets the water pass through. So it'll be another culvert system, and then we'll control the water height in the reservoir as well.
Okay. And is that reservoir system, is that regulated by the Corps?
State Engineer's Office.
Okay.
And then they have to design it. So basically, you're allowed on a pit type reservoir like that that's filled with snowmelt runoff majority. You're limited to 20 acre feet, and it can't have any deeper than 20 foot. So.
I gotcha.
And then they'll design your overflow. They'll tell you, they'll look at that whole drainage and tell you this is how much potential water flow you could have in a spring. And you may have to have 36 inch overflow culverts or 18 inch. They kind of tell you what that is on the permit.
And that is actually outside of our scope of practice anyway.
Right.
We're just within the RS1 subdivision thing here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it would remain one lot. It would not be subdivided any further.
Right.
So it's just changing the zoning to allow for them RR40
or
RR20 to RS1.
Okay.
So that would allow the use.
What are the difference in taxes? Any idea?
I haven't even looked at that.
That's what it is.
That might change your mind.
Okay. Hey, heads on beds means money.
Yeah, that's true. True story. Then you can pay this.
Right, exactly. Okay. I got to pay for Butch's road maintenance.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
Is it going to be year-round cabins, you think?
We're year-round now, so, you know, who knows? Snowmobilers might fill in niches.
3-1.
I don't know.
3-1.
Probably primarily summer and fall, but
okay.
I hope that they get used in the winter time.
The one was.
And how do you use the reservoir for recreation?
Fishing.
Do you have fishing?
Yeah, we have it stocked.
How's business?
Been really busy this year, you know. I like Trump in office because people seem to have some money.
And you're doing trail rides? And
we do, yeah.
Family
we do,
type thing?
Yeah, we do hourly trail rides. And then we have the outfitting permit for the adjacent forest. So we do pack trips and hunting in the fall.
Do these trail rides for non-guests? They just.
Pardon me?
Do you have non-guests? Can they come up and trail?
Yeah, we're open daily.
Up through the property.
For hourly rides.
Yep. Oh, going.
Then we have the wagon in town, too.
Which they're
covered wagon.
Caroline has a reason.
Oh, you're starting tomorrow?
Yes.
The rest of the members of the
we did a maiden voyage last night.
Oh, I was
going to
say, I would have started today and check it out.
So they can come
we did last night. We probably should see what itchy and scratchy do since they haven't been used since last year.
Access through that is going to remain.
They were golden.
Yes. And I think that ought to.
Access,
Caroline, access through this property is going to remain.
Yes, this will all stay
so
the same.
So Thunder Road, right?
Thunder goes south, Caroline goes north.
Caroline.
Yes. So Caroline, actually, there's two parcels.
These two parcels here.
Well, there's the corner of this one, too. Right now, we have actually we have a locked gate right here, but all of these landowners have keys to it.
Okay.
And that was just kind of to keep the shortcut from to the forest cut off,
because
it is a private road.
Okay.
And it's it's a set up as a private subdivision road for Thunder.
Okay. So that road access remains open for those who own land up above that.
And when you go to build the dams and all that, you're going to maintain the same quality road. As
be
is
better.
There now or better?
Yeah, it's not a good road now.
Okay. I just.
It'll be. Assume. Yeah, and we've talked to the neighbors here were concerned about that too. They were like, well, what's the road going to be like? And we'll have to rebuild all of that road to accommodate the reservoir. So we'll actually build it to better condition than it is now.
Right.
And we'll maintain it right here. And then what they do, it's just a two track actually from here up.
I gotcha. Okay. I think that was all the questions I had.
Okay.
Questions, gentlemen? No questions, comments? Call for a question or call for a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the application as presented.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the request for change of zoning district boundary from RR20 to RS1. For the Big Country Outfitters. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you guys.
Have some fun.
Thank you. Good luck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, commissioners, the second agenda item was pulled this afternoon, so this morning, and so I guess I have nothing further unless you guys
darn
have
it.
Anything.
It hurts my feelings.
I know. I'm sorry. Good luck. Trying to get to your nap time soon.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. Is it 2 o'clock yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
All right. Thank you.
Nothing else?
I think it's it.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
All right. Mary, you have some business for us, right? Yeah.
Got a question, Melanie.
Yep.
Those two cabins on the existing pond, mm-hmm. are those pretty well booked solid all summer?
Just with our guests. I actually just put them on Airbnb, and there seems to be some activity there until they find out how far from town you are.
Now, I'm assuming you stock that pond with
yes.
fish. So
yeah, we have it stocked with brown.
Sit on the deck of the cabin and
exactly.
fish.
Yeah.
I'd look. I drove by there a few
yes.
weeks ago.
Well, we're barbecuing tomorrow. Like bring a fishing pole. Yeah. You've been up there before. I think you've
yeah,
been to one of our barbecues.
Before.
We're going to barbecue tomorrow, and we have a tagged fish in there.
Ooh.
It's worth $500.
Ooh,
wow. Mac.
I got to be at the big pine parade tomorrow.
we're not barbecuing until 6. We're everybody can hit every event. They can hit the town picnic.
You care what we fish with?
Be careful.
No fireworks.
Clorox.
No fireworks. Yeah, barbless hooks.
So
I'll check.
You go up Horse Creek and then on that Myrna Road.
Mm-hmm. Big Myrna.
Just follow the county road to the yeah. to the forest boundary. That's
yeah.
where they're
going clear to the end.
Can't miss us.
And then you can try and make
that's
the
that
move.
Myrna goes up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it almost goes
that
right to
the
line.
You can't make it.
So it comes to a lock gate.
Yeah, at Buckbaker's Corner, you're forced to make a left.
Figure that out.
The very last place before you hit the forest boundary.
Okay.
Place.
A long time since I've been up there.
Oh, comes up there.
You comes in from the upper side.
We have like power and a railroad
yeah,
and everything now.
Thunder Basin.
The place the horseback ride.
What? The cabins, you know, snowmobiling is, believe it or not, our busiest season.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, I can believe that now.
Based on what was on the
got a group of flatlanders that come out to visit me periodically, and that's where they hang out.
Oh, they stay there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the snowmobile season, I mean, I think if we had better winter accommodations, you know, that are built for the winter conditions, it would be busier. But I'm going to market to the Salt Lake area, but those Rock Springs guys, I mean, they'll drive 120 miles to go sleep in their own bed instead of spending $100 a night to stay right there. I was like, it makes no sense to me. I was like, you guys could be staying right here instead of driving all the way back to Rock Springs, but they'll do it every time. But we'll see. All right, well, guys, we'll see you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Mary?
I have some stuff.
Okay. Mark, do you have something for us?
I spoke to Lance.
Okay.
He's going to go get the rocks.
Okay. We had an afterthought.
Okay.
We'd like him to dump those rocks in our stockpile.
The county
pit. When he brings them back.
Okay.
Rather than putting them in his stockpile.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Thank you. If you can convey that to him also.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
See you, Mark.
I hope you got a shirt. It won't happen again.
Yeah. No, I don't think it will. It's pretty sheepish about the whole thing.
I'll bet.
Tomorrow's going to be a fun day for Tom.
Thanks.
You got to go get rocks?
I don't know. Can you imagine?
You know,
that would be fun.
No 4th of July for you.
We get some pictures.
I ain't part of that one.
So I don't know if
is that the truck you're driving?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't been involved in any of that, luckily.
You didn't what?
I don't think I put board appointments on your agenda.
Nope, you didn't, but we can.
Okay, because I have some.
It was advertised in the paper.
Yeah, we advertised in the newspaper that we'd make the appointments today, and I never put them on your agenda, so
appointments
I got
them.
Appointments.
Board appointments.
Oh.
So, first of all, I have two thank you notes. from scholarship kids.
Excellent. So I'm excited.
Wow.
They're good.
Well,
they wrote just, a lot.
That's okay. It didn't matter. It could be blank. Yeah. That's all I care about.
Actually, I'm just kind of looking at the signature.
Did you say you were done?
Can be.
Better read it.
I think they come more often than I used to.
That one's really good. That's the little girl that works for us.
Right.
I'll never make it. Right.
This is pretty impressive.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, she works for the county also. She's one of our landscape people this summer. So.
Yeah. Okay, now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All righty then.
I have the new Rural Healthcare District lease hot off the press.
Good.
So if you'd like to
we made changes, so we'd better adopt the new one.
We made changes? We just corrected what we made a motion for.
We made it so this coincides with the motion.
So moved.
The other one did.
I guess
we don't need a new motion.
We shouldn't. No. It coincides with the motion we made.
The motion we made was to give them a 30-day.
But we approved the other.
No, we never contract. Did.
No,
we didn't.
You approved the motion.
Okay. We approved just the motion.
The contract. The contract didn't match the motion.
Yeah.
This matches the motion.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Then I'll just sign it.
Just sign it.
Would you please sign that?
Mac, would you like to sign this one?
No, thank you. I was going to make the motion first time today, but now I don't get to.
We got some more motions to make, so you can be next. I have, imagine this, some beer permits. I thought we had
for
an
tomorrow?
All issued. Actually, yeah. I've got one for tomorrow.
A little late getting in.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. We're going to miss four.
So we probably aren't going to quibble over the $10 that goes with this permit.
We could double the price if we want.
Yeah, really. Since you haven't got the money, what do you do? So the first one I have is for waterhole number 3 for the 4th of July rodeo at the fairgrounds, and it is a beer permit.
Move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the malt beverage permit for waterhole number 3 for 4th of July at the fairgrounds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Snooze you lose.
Carries.
Yeah.
He didn't get to make the motion.
No.
Next one I have is for a malt beverage permit to the Lions Club for the Rendezvous Pageant on July 15th at the pageant grounds, and it's a malt beverage.
I make a motion. We approve the Lions Club beer permit.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the malt beverage permit for the Lions Club for the Rendezvous Pageant on July 15th as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Did that one come with the money?
Mm-hmm. It came with this one? No.
Yeah.
No, this is.
Well, is
this,
it going to come with the money?
It will have money. Yeah.
We already approved it and it didn't come with money.
That's okay. It's, you know.
It's coming.
It's okay. A big funny pine needle deal.
All right.
I'm bringing money over.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, so then I have to.
Did that just get called in this morning?
No, actually, I think it was about Monday when it got called in. Yeah, like yesterday. Yeah. It's like,
panic.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
So where's your $10?
Yeah.
All right. I'll collect it, though.
I know you will. You'll take it out of their hide.
It's really fun to call Bill Tanner and say, hey, you owe me $10, you know?
Well, he's the only pal. He's not even here. That's why I didn't want to vote on that. He should be. He should have abstained from voting.
He hasn't been here begging.
Yeah, they'd be in tough shape if they didn't get to have
beer
tomorrow. So, I have two bonds. First one is for Spencer Nichols as the president of the Big Piney Cemetery District, and the second is Jay Harnick as the superintendent of School District Number 1. And you know, we don't have to approve that one. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We don't give him money. We give their treasurer money. Somebody threw that in my box. Then I have a resolution. At your last meeting, we approved a zone change for Everwhite LLC, and then we had a minor subdivision after that. But this is the resolution that approves the zone change. And so you've already voted on this.
We voted on
it. You just need to sign that so we can record it. And you want to do boards?
Let's.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I've advertised in the Pinedale Roundup for 3 weeks for our board appointments. We typically make appointments in July and in January. And the positions and terms that we have up right now are, and I'll go board by board. The first one, I have 2 3-year terms on the museum board. The current holders of those 2 seats are Tim Thompson and Becky Thompson. I have a request for renewal from Tim Thompson, and I have no one filed for the Becky Thompson seat for the other seat.
Okay. Motion to appoint
Tim. We reinstate Tim Thompson to the museum board.
Second. Do we, and we just have a vacant seat there until they
spouse it filled.
Yeah. Okay.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Tim Thompson to a 3-year term to the museum board. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
The next board, I have 2 3-year terms on the library board. And those 2 seats are currently held by Patty Rossich and Nancy Espenscheid. And both of those ladies have reapplied, and I have no other applications.
So move.
Second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Patty Rasich and Nancy Espenscheid to the 2 vacant 3-year terms to the library board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Then we have 1 3-year term on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and this position was filled by appointment by Micah Tan, and she has reapplied, and I have no other applications.
Make a motion to appoint Micah Tan to the Planning and Zoning Board.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we give Micah Tan the 1 3-year term vacant position on planning and zoning. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Then I have 2 3-year terms on the golf committee. Those 2 seats currently are held by Kevin Schultz and Kirby Walker. I have 1 application from Kevin Schultz, and that's it.
I move we accept Kevin Schultz onto the golf board.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Kevin Schultz to fill the 1 vacant 3-year term on the golf committee. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Then the last board that I advertised for is I advertised 1 3-year term for the Big Piney Marbleton Joint Powers Airport Board. That seat's currently held by Sean Watts, and he's really not living here anymore. He's living here part-time. I didn't get any applications for that seat, so.
Okay.
So we'll have 3 vacant, or we'll have 3 vacant spots, 1 on the museum board, 1 for the golf committee, and then the airport board.
Okay.
Okay.
And those still need to get filled. You'll let those committees know that they still have.
Yep, they still got vacancies.
Some vacancies, okay.
We have 1 tax protest, and it's by Stallion Rockies LLC, and I've scheduled them for the August 24th commissioner meeting day, so you'll have your regular meeting, and then you'll adjourn and go into the County Board of Equalization and hear this tax protest. I've been in conversation with Stallion, has protested in four other counties, I believe, so it's kind of a deal that's a state issue, I think. All of the counties have decided that they will hold their own hearings, which is the way we've proceeded. I've notified them and told them, you know, about their documents and that type of thing. But there's a guy that is representing Stallion has been in contact with me and has wondered about whether we could have a conference call as opposed to him showing up in person for the hearing. I haven't got a request from him yet, so right now we're still having a hearing in Pinedale in Sublette County on the 24th for this protest, but I may be getting a request from him for a conference call hearing. So when I do, and I told him, I said, I need something in writing from you to take that to the board, and then you can determine whether you want to let him appear by conference call or if you want him to be here live and in person.
So he's going to get that information to you?
Yeah, and I kind of thought that I'd have it by now because I talked with him last week. He sent some stuff to Janice yesterday concerning it's just a hearing. But anyway, I haven't gotten anything from him yet.
You don't even know what it's about.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think he just didn't want to. I think what's happened is he's got all these hearings. They protested all these taxes. Now they have all these hearings on different dates, different places. And it isn't going to be
Is it a significant amount?
You know, I can't even tell you. I don't even know what it is.
Do you know if any of the other counties have had their hearings yet?
No, they have not. They haven't. Usually you do all that stuff in August. So
our meeting's on the 24th because of the election on the 21st. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. So that's that deal. As soon as I hear something from him, I'll be in touch with you to see if you want to do that.
Right.
The other thing is that with Rendezvous being next week, there are transient merchant license statutes that require, if there are transient merchants, and I don't think I've ever explained this to you guys, transient merchants that appear in your town that are selling stuff out of the back of their truck or whatever, they have to have a permit, and it's a $200 permit. But they're also, for local celebrations like Rendezvous, where you have merchants that are on the street, where that fee can be waived, and they can automatically be permitted and the fee waived. Part of that being is that $200 for some of those people is more than what they'll ever make the weekend sitting at their table selling their crafts.
Selling bird feeders?
Yeah, selling whatever it is. So anyway, traditionally we have always waived that fee for the weekend, and I'd ask that you entertain that for this upcoming Rendezvous weekend too.
Yeah. We would want to adopt that by motion.
I move that we waive the fee for the transient merchant vendors for the weekend of Rendezvous.
Second. That's been moved and seconded that we waive the transient merchant fee for Rendezvous weekend only. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then I have three more vouchers.
You're still got jet lag, don't you?
I have a question. Like for the farmers market, do they have to have the transport fee?
No.
So, like,
too much duty.
Buys horns for heroes or whatever.
No.
He's buying, not selling.
He's buying, not selling.
The horn guy.
The stuff he makes out of
them. This must have.
What's that? Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't
sell it here, though.
These two go together. American.
Might have to look into that.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Mary?
Yeah. Oh, I don't. You don't need that one. Give me that one back.
Mary, here's the yes. That would be gross.
So why are the vendors at the farmer's market?
Good question.
There's all kinds of ways to get exempted from being a transient merchant. So like if you're a crafter and you're just selling your crafts, you get exempt from that. It's primarily the guys that show up from out of town that are competing with the local. So like these, like tool sales, those guys are transient vendors. People that are selling coats, we have guys who just come through and sell coats.
Rugs.
That kind of stuff. The rug guy doesn't. And part of that is because he has a sales tax license in Wyoming. You don't have to do it if you have a sales tax license in Wyoming. You don't have to do it if you have Wyoming registration on your vehicle, that kind of thing. So there's lots of people that get exempted automatically.
Okay. So. It's like going to kindergarten. A lot of rules.
There are a lot of rules, and the first year that we had it, I didn't have to license all those people. It was crappy. It was bad.
All right, Sam, we're getting ready to go into executive session. Do you have something for us?
No, I was here for the WPLI and the budget review. So.
Okay, budget review will be after the executive session. WPLI is not this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
That we know
it's not on our schedule.
I'll be back.
All right, sounds good. So
I'm making a motion. We move into executive session on Wyoming Statute 16-4-405A7.
Okay.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to Wyoming State Statute 16-4-405A7, real estate. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. McKinley, how are you, sir?
Tom, make the motion.
How are you guys?
Well, Matt, you know,
good.
I still have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
You did
I'll
not
sit,
fi-
I'll sit
did
down
not
here.
Feel you did not fill out the paperwork.
Anyway.
I didn't get any paperwork.
I told your secretary to fill out. I'm going to come and get